Assemble me. What has been the most impactful music for you this year and why?
So that's a very good question because I actually listen to a lot of music, but it's actually also very problematic because my taste in music is kind of specialized and weird and maybe nerdy, comparable to playing a board game online competitively, maybe. So I made a top three list and hope this fits into the answer. But so number three would be Cut City, which is a indie rock infused post-punk band from Sweden. And their last album has been from 2011. And it was actually one of my favorite albums of the last decade. And they disbanded in the meanwhile, but then reunited and produced a new EP actually in September 2020, but it took me until beginning of this year to realize that. And it's only five tracks, but three are really amazing to me. So that's more than the average album sometimes has. So that's good enough for me to make top three, especially with this nostalgia. And yeah, it might sound like early Interpol, just not quite, but if you're interested. So number two would be a band called Nuovo Testamento, which is a band from a synth pop band from two Italian sound tinkerers together with a singer from the US. And yeah, they made, as mentioned, synth pop music with some Italo disco influences. So at the beginning, when I listened to their album New Earth, I found it a little bit cheesy and I wasn't really sure, but at some point I found it just very adorable and it's kind of my feel-good music this year. So if I want to dance through my living room, this is what I listen to. And number one would be a Canadian post-punk band called Traitors, so actually spelled T-R-A-T-R-S without an O, basically. And they had released two albums prior to this year that I actually quite liked. And then they had a new EP coming out this spring called The Sick, Tired and Ill, which I really liked, a couple of very good tracks on it. And they also announced a new album coming out during November still, so we are still in November, even though this is probably going to be released in December. And they had like three teaser tracks from this album, and two of those were actually totally amazing to me. So they had the constant stream of pretty good music coming to me all over the year, so they are my number one. And yeah, they sound like early 80s The Cure with some more modern production, so really dark, really tense, but also full of energy. And yeah, I really love them.
Hey Seldrosa, what is the rhyme for today?
To brighten up these advent nights, let's deck our tree with dancing lights. Our local maker knows the tricks for shiny burnished candlesticks. He'll add a buy and just for you, put something by for next turn too.